I'm Tracy Ellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. Senator, can you give us an update on what's happening with your bills?
Well, this past week was a major cutoff date in the Washington State Senate. It was March 8th, and that was the date for Senate bills to pass the Senate, and also the same date for bills that originated in the House of Representatives to pass the House. Unfortunately, so far, three of my four Senate bills have advanced. My Senate Bill 5158 related to utility wildfire work, bringing DNR and our electric utilities together to try to avoid wildfires throughout eastern and central Washington. And then also my Senate Bill 5000, creating a modest tax incentive for purchases of hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. And my bill, Senate Bill 5406, that was brought to me by Randy Houston, related to trying to secure compensation for tow truck drivers when drivers have been negligent and have caused accidents and need to be towed away. So fortunately, three of those bills are all alive, along with my Senate Bill 5147, which is still technically alive, related to education learning recovery.
What else is happening in the Senate?
Well, perhaps the most significant piece of legislation that advanced through the Senate before the cutoff was Senate Bill 5096 on a new capital gains income tax. And this is a bill that has been pursued for a number of years in our state, but it never had the votes to pass the Senate. Well, unfortunately, this particular year, the bill has been approved by the state Senate. It was approved by a vote of 25 to 24, so just a one vote margin that would establish a new capital gains income tax. And I believe the governor really wants this. He really wants new taxes to grow government. The House Democrats really want the bill, and they really see this as a window of time when they have a real tax-friendly state Supreme Court in case this bill does pass, get signed by the governor, and get challenged in court. So basically what I see over time is that the thresholds and the exemptions in this capital gains income tax bill will eventually be lowered and whittled away to the point where this particular tax, as a new tax, will affect everyone.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.